Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 p.m. in the afternoon from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs that I think will have the biggest impact on the listener. And the way I figure out that is I find which ones have the biggest impact on me. So every song that I play has knocks my socks off in some way. I mean, you know, it's hard to say that for a Johnny Mathis love song, but it does in its way. So each of you can figure out what you think. So the first one up is by the Oak Ridge Boys. Wonderful harmonies, different voices coming in. You're the One. And I particularly like this near the end of the song that the bass voice gets to take a solo. God, does he have a range. And he just does a beautiful job. Yeah. Anyway, so this is the You're the One by the Oak Ridge Boys. That was You're the One by the Oak Ridge Boys. Next up is The Battle of New Orleans by Johnny Horton. I want to say a little bit about this song. Was a big, big hit at the time, and there's something about it that was magical at the time. So if you listen to it, it's going to sound pretty foreign if you haven't heard it before, and see if you can find out what was so magic about it back when it was a big hit. Battle of New Orleans by Johnny Horton.
Down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans.
We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing.
We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well.
We fired our guns and the British kept them coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it. Well, down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. Well, down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
That was The Battle of New Orleans by Johnny Horton. Talk about a change of pace. Here we go for a big one. The next song is by a singer who those of you who were alive when he was popular will remember very well. But those of you who are younger, some of you may never have heard of him. His name is Johnny Mathis, and he was a very popular 60s into the 70s. This is one of his songs, The World I Used to Know. And I've always remembered the verse, the one verse in there where he's, "Someday the man I used to be will come along and call on me." I remember that verse. So when I found it in this song, oh, this is the song had that verse. So anyway, I'm going to play it for you now. This is Johnny Mathis, The World I Used to Know. And Johnny Mathis' songs were the best dance songs ever in college.
Someday some old familiar end will come along and know my name, and then my shelter will be gone and I'll have to move along. But till I do, I'll stay a while and track the hidden country of your smile. Someday the man I used to be will come along and call on me, and then because I'm just a man, find my feet are made of sand. But till that time, I'll tell you lies and charter hidden boundaries of your eyes. Someday the world I used to know will come along. Then I'll be leaving you behind, for love is just a state of mind. But till that day, I'll be a man
I Used to Know by Johnny Mathis. Well, we're switching moods again. The next song is High Noon by Frankie Lane. It's from the movie High Noon way back in the 50s. And it's a gunfighter song. And the singer, the protagonist in the song, has been challenged to a duel to the death. And so death may be coming soon. And this is the song, High Noon. Big hit back then. See if you can imagine how it could be a big hit. It's a strange song. High Noon.
Do not forsake me, oh my darling, on this our wedding day. Do not forsake me, oh my darling, wait, wait along. I do not know what fate awaits me. I only know I must be brave, and I must face a man who hates me, or lie a coward, a craven coward, or lie a coward in my grave. Oh, to be torn twixt love and duty, supposing I lose my fair haired beauty. Look at that big hand move along, nearing High Noon. He made a vow while in state's prison, vowed it would be my life for his, and I'm not afraid of death, but oh, what will I do if you leave me? Do not forsake me, oh my darling. You made that promise as a bride. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Although you're grieving, don't think of leaving. Now that I need you by my side, wait along, wait along, wait along, wait along.
That was High Noon by Frankie Lane. Well, the last few songs have been a little bit different and probably don't appeal to as many people as the next one, I think, will. At least it appealed to me. It just caught me. I just heard it for the first time about a week ago, and I'll tell you where I'll get it from. I'm getting it from a trove of things, but it's called Raglan Road, R-A-G-L-A-N, Raglan Road. And the performer, this is the way I heard the name pronounced. It's hard to believe. Ciaran MacGowan. Ciaran, C-I-A-R-E-N. Anyway, I was captured by this song. I wonder if you will be. I am going to learn it. It's my new favorite song. This is Raglan Road.
On Raglan Road, on an autumn day, I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would me ensnare, and that I would someday rue. I saw the danger, yet I walked along the enchanted way, for I said, let grief be a falling leaf at the dawning of the day. on Grafton Street. In November we went tripping along the ledge of a deep ravine, where can be seen the true worth of passion's pledge. The Queen of Hearts still making tarts, and I not making hay. For I loved too much, and by such is happiness thrown away. I gave her gifts of the mind, I gave her a secret sign that's known to the artist who has found the true gifts of God and stone. With word and dint I did not stint, I gave her poise to say. With her own dark hair and her own name there, like the clouds over fields of May. On a quiet street where the old ghosts meet, I see her walking now. Away from me so hurriedly that my reason must allow. Had I not wooed as I should a creature made of clay? When the angel woos the clay, he'll lose his wings at the dawn of day. On Raglan Road, on an autumn day, I saw her first anew. That her dark hair would mean snare, and that I would someday rue. I saw the danger, yet I walked along the enchanted way. For I said, let grief be a falling leaf at the dawning of.
That was Raglan Road by Kieran McGowan, and officially my new favorite song. Well, we've got some more classics coming up, like some of the early things. Next one is Kathy's Clown by the Everly Brothers. The Everly Brothers harmony is haunted me from the first day I heard it, and still does. And this is the Everly Brothers that I think they're best. Kathy's Clown.
when you see me shed a tear, and you know that it's sincere. Don't you think it's kinda sad that you're treating me so bad, or don't you even care? Don't want your love anymore. Don't want your kisses, that's for sure. I die each time I hear this sound.
That was Kathy's Clown by the Everly Brothers. And here comes something from 1955. This is Bo Diddley, and he's playing a song which is named Bo Diddley. So this is an intense experience of a particular genre, and I was trying to think of the right word for it. And, you know, for once, I think the right word is seminal. This style in this song, which is Bo Diddley, I think it's seminal. I think it underlies much of the rock today or something. Anyway, I liked it a lot. Here's Bo Diddley playing Bo Diddley.
Don't let it be spied, baby, diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, he gonna take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better not take the ring from me. Diddley caught a nanny goat to make a pretty baby a Sunday coat. Old Diddley caught a bell cat to make a pretty baby a Sunday hat. Come to my house with black cat bones, take my baby away from home. Mother, that photo, where's he been? Up to your house and gone again. Bo Diddley, Bo Diddley, have you heard? My pretty baby said she wasn't worth.
Just heard Bo Diddley playing Bo Diddley, and that style, I hate to use the word primitive, but that sounds so almost demeaning. I don't mean it that way. I mean at the beginning, and that's the style. Anyway, Bo Diddley. Now, here comes something. That one is pretty straightforward. The previous one was fairly simple. This is complex. This is Seals and Croft, and they do a lot of stuff with harmony and orchestration. It's pretty complex. It's called We May Never Pass This Way Again. And the message is so strong, it's hard not to get into the song a little bit. But I had to really pay attention to it before it really caught me. and then it did. And especially the second half of the song when it had already trapped me. So this is Seals and Croft with We May Never Pass This Way Again.
Life, so they say, is but a game and they let it slip away. Love, like the autumn sun, should be dying, but it's only just begun. Like the twilight in the road up ahead, they don't see just where we're going. And all the secrets in the universe whisper in our ears. All the years will come and go, take us up, always up. We may never pass this way again. We may never pass this way. Say, for the fools and they let them drift away. Peace, like the silent dove, should be flying, but it's only just begun. Like Columbus in the olden days, we must gather all our courage. Sail our ships out on the open sea. Cast away our fears, and all the years will come and go. Take us up, always up. We may never pass this way again. We may never pass this way again. We may never pass this way again.
So I won't laugh while the laughing is easy. I won't cry if it makes it worthwhile. I may never pass this way again. That's why I want it with you. You make me feel like I'm more than a friend, like I'm the journey. The journey's in.
Never pass this way again, Seals and Croft. The next song is Parting Friends by Maura Smiley and Vocal, and it says traditional arrangement. Well, one of my hobbies has been what's called shape note singing. Shape note singing. And I was with a group that sang from what they call the Sacred Harp Book. So on some recording, she has mentioned that she does shape note singing. But in this case, this she just says traditional arrangement. And what Let me tell you what a traditional arrangement means. To me, it's Sacred Harp, of course, but still, there are usually four parts, and they are called bass, tenor, alto, and soprano. But sometimes there are only three parts. Some of the more traditional shapes go way back to when there are only three parts, but Sacred Harp has four parts. I think there are at least three voices in this Parting Friends coming up, maybe four. I'd love to know if somebody can hear it well enough to tell me, are there four voices? There are certainly three, but they start off with just one, then add one, then there are two, then they go to three. It's kind of interesting the way they build that. So watch for that. This is Parting Friends by Maura Smiley and Voco.
Farewell, my friends, I'm bound for Canaan. I'm traveling through the wilderness. Your company has been delightful. You who doth leave my mind distressed.
Just heard Parting Friends by Maura Smiley and Voco. And it's time to tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music once a week on Monday nights at 7 and again on Saturdays at 1. And it's my chance to play for you songs I love and things I think will hit you. I want songs with impact. And I measure it against what they do to me. So all these songs, I think, have a punch. And I'm trying to get a few of them to hit everybody. Nobody escapes. And it's also my chance to put in some strange things, personal recordings and things, which I call Wombats. That's where I get my title, Wombats of Music. I don't have a full-blown wombat tonight. However, I do have Fields of Gold by Eva Cassidy, which I honestly consider one of the great recordings of all time. And so this is, and trying to describe it, what's that quote? Talking about music is like dancing about architecture. So it's best to hear it and see what you think. Eva Cassidy, Fields of Gold.
Took her love for to gaze a while. stay with me? Will you be my love among the fields of barley? And you can tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold. I never made promises lightly, and there have been some that I've broken, but I swear in the days still left we'll walk in fields of gold. We'll walk in fields of gold.
Gold by Eva Cassidy. Next song is basically, I guess, Southern rock, and a lot of songs deal with people who we might call white trash, but they are able to speak their place and say, you know, you may see me that way, but I have pride and I have success and this sort of thing. So this is one of those songs. This is an in-your-face guy. And he starts off by saying his neighbor doesn't like the fact that he has a broken-down car in his front yard. Well, that's that and a refrigerator on the porch are indications that things are pretty bad. But he is proud of who he is and lets you know it. So this is the song that takes you into the mud and says, that's who I am. What do you think about that? Which I would say is an in-your-face song, and it's by Montgomery Gentry.
Thank you. it through the grapevine. My new neighbor don't like my big red barn. A 47 Ford bullet holes in the door, broke down motor in the front yard. I gotta have a mind to paint a plywood sign and nail it up on a knotted pine tree, saying I was here first. This is my piece of dirt and your rambling don't rattle me. Some people care about what other people think, worry about what they say. Let a little gossip coming from a loose lip ruin a perfect day. Saying blah, 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 just a jack in their jaws. Gotta let it roll off of my back. I don't give a darn what other people think. What do you think about that? Wear what I want to, overalls, work boots, crank my music up loud. Like a sling a little mud in my four-wheel drive, trek it on into town. Shoot a little eight ball down at the pool hall, drink a beer with my friend. Now don't judge me and I won't judge you, 'cause we all get judged in the end. Some people care about what other people think, worry about what they say. Let a little gossip coming from a loose lip ruin a perfect day. Saying blah, 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 just a jack in their jaws. Gotta let it roll off of my back. I don't give a darn what other people think. What do you think about that? About what other people think, worry about what they say. Let a little gossip coming from a loose lip will ruin my perfect day. Saying blah, 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 just a jack in their jaws. Gotta let it roll off of my back. I don't give a darn what other people think. What do you think about that? Say I don't give a damn what other people think. What do you think about that?
You just heard Montgomery Gentry singing, "What Do You Think About That?" which I think is a fairly powerful statement, that song. The next song is by Pete Seeger, and he's leading a group, and he immediately gets them into the chorus backup that he needs for Weem Away, which is just beautiful. It's a wonderful thing to hear, and they're doing a great job. And then he begins to sing solo parts in a very high voice, which he can do. I think these are actually some of the rhythms that the Africans used with this Weem Away in Africa that Pete Seeger has learned. I don't know what they are, but whatever they are, his solo high alto voice things, I think are true art, just beautiful on top of the background. So this is Pete Seeger leading a group to learn and sing Weem Away.
Oh, and since we got some good basses here tonight, here's a song I've sung many times before, but I'll try once again on you, because it needs some low voices, though. Male or female, we need to know. All the low voices, so this is what you sing.
Weem Away. Weem Away.
We'll make you soprano. Right again.
That was Pete Seeger leading Weem Away. When I put the show together, I always worry that I'll put something in that isn't as good as the rest of the show. And so each time I check out the songs, I sort of go into the point of view saying, you know, this probably isn't that good. So I did that night before last with this song. And I said, I don't know why I put this in. I don't even remember this song. So I put it on. And immediately it said to me, we're going to start off a little bit slow, but feel the rhythm underneath us. And then we're going to bring in the instruments a little later on. And when I do that, I want you to notice what goes on with this music as it picks up steam. It starts off sort of old-fashioned country, adds another voice, and then they kick in the banjo, the mandolin. I don't know what all is going on in there. The fiddle comes in every now and then. Everybody's in there. Anyway, this is Mountain Song by the Gibson Brothers.
Hey now, gonna go up to the mountain. Hey now, for to find a little peace. Hey now, gonna go up to the mountain for to find a little peace, for to find a little peace. Well, hey now, looking over the valley. Hey now, what beauties I'll see. Hey now, looking over the valley. What beauties I'll see, what beauties I'll see.
Mountain Song by the Gibson Brothers. The next song is White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane. And I've never played this on the show before. The music is a little strange for this show, sort of mysterious. However, the reason the song works probably for me especially is all the references to Alice in Wonderland. I've always been fascinated by Alice in Wonderland, and the song talks about a lot. This is White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane. White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane. The next song is a cover of Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time. And to cover something that is that iconic is daring. This group is named, the person on the artist I have is Megan Davies. Although it's a lead singer, the man starts off, it's a man who starts the thing. Time After Time, but a beautiful version, lovely harmonies. Just absolutely delightful for me. Time After Time by Megan Davis.
Watching through windows, wondering if I'm okay. Secrets stolen from deep inside. The drum beats out of time.
If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting.
That was Time After Time by Megan Davis. And we're now ready to close the show. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. And I'll be on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And it's now time to ask you, as I do each week, please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.